Out of Time, written by Ghosty Breads, read by Nonplussed. Fandom, the scum villain's self-saving system. Rating, general audiences. Relationships, Luo Binghe and Shen Yuan, Shen Qingqiu. Luo Binghe / Shen Yuan, Shen Qingqiu. Ning Yingying and Shen Yuan, Shen Qingqiu. No archive warnings apply. It all went wrong 2 weeks ago on a seemingly simple mission to retrieve a rare plant for Mu Qingfang. Shen Qingqiu thought it'd be appropriate to bring a disciple or two along for some practical education, since the small danger was nothing he couldn't handle. Supposedly. He decided on Ning Yingying, because she was off of the clouds the second he started lecturing and only seemed to learn anything with hands-on experience, and Luo Binghe. He was the perfect student. There was no need for him to be there. Shen Qingqiu just liked having him around. Not to mention that he'd surely sulk if he were left behind. Mu Qingfang's brief conveniently forgot to mention that gangs of demons frequently use the nearby town as a lookout spot. Shen Qingqiu was going to have words with him about that later. And they were attacked. It was only a few minor, unnamed demons who wanted to prove their worth and avenge Xiao Hualing's loss, but they had caught him unprepared. Well, namely, Ning Yingying walked straight into the trap, and both Shen Qingqiu and Luo Binghe alike got caught trying to stop her. "That's it. Yingying, you'll be receiving private lessons on safety and critical thinking when we return," Shen Qingqiu scolded sharply. Ning Yingying bowed her head.
"This disciple apologizes for troubling Shizun."
He huffed, and despite his firm tone, affectionately patted her on the head. Shen Qingqiu stopped after a moment when he noticed Luo Binghe's fiercely intense gaze. Ah, he was growing up into a man after all, already feeling jealous. "Don't worry, protagonist, Shen Qingqiu won't get in your way. Also, Ning Yingying was both his disciple and a child, no thanks. He wasn't the original." Anyway, the demons failed to account for the fact that Shen Qingqiu didn't need to hold Xiu Ya to control it. The three of them may have been trapped in an array, but his sword passed straight over it, and it was hardly any trouble at all to chase the demons off. He may as well have just given them a particularly scathing look. Really, such a low average IQ, it was impressive. What did they expect from the Qingjing Peak Lord, the Xiuya Sword?
"Those demons, they never learn! Of course Shizun would definitely win!"
Ning Yingying proudly said, and privately, Shen Qingqiu enjoyed getting to show off in front of his disciples.
"I can't believe they'd even dare to do this, Shizun! What do we do about the trap?"
That was a good question. Shen Qingqiu had no idea. He sent some of his qi into the chalk lines of the array, testing out their strength. Not only was it unable to make a dent, but it seemed to dissipate the moment it left him, barely even entering the array at all. "Oh, fucking airplane!" He recognized it now. It was a one-off plot device from one of the later chapters, a trap array that could exclusively be broken by demonic qi. Basically, the point was, if anything needed spiritual qi, Binghe would win, and if anything needed demonic qi, Binghe would still win. The protagonist is unstoppable, etc., etc. "What about the rest of them? Huh? People other than the protagonist and his wives had to live in this world, you know?" Shen Qingqiu stood back up, clearing his throat to answer her, when suddenly the trap shattered like glass around them. He blinked in surprise. "Huh? How?" It said very clearly in the original text, the only possible way out was through the use of demonic... He glanced over as casually as he could. and Binghe was staring at the ground with wide, terrified eyes. A deer caught in the headlights. He barely seemed to be breathing. Shen Qingqiu couldn't help a fond, small smile. That was still definitely his little white lotus. If Shen Qingqiu hadn't already known the truth, the most suspicious one would definitely be him. He'd need to learn to lie better in the future, though, or he'd struggle when he took his place as the heavenly demonic ruler. The trap must have had a time limit. Since those demons were not especially strong, they must not have been able to push it longer than this. Shen Qingqiu calmly bullshitted. Ning Yingying made a noise of understanding, nodding thoughtfully. She probably would have believed him if he had said it broke because it didn't like girls who didn't finish their homework. But then she'd do her work even less, so it was ultimately counterproductive. He stepped outside the circle, his boots kicking up the array in the process.
I don't have much experience with these, admittedly, but that is what I'd guess in the circumstances.
Wow, Shizun knows so much!
Yingying would know more if she paid attention in class.
He teased lightly, knocking her head with his closed fan just once. He looked over at Luo Binghe, who looked so relieved he might cry.
Ah, silly protagonist, don't cry. Your Shizun has got you.
Shizun must be right. Thanking Shizun for the education!
Binghe formally shouted out, and Shen Qingqiu hid a puff of laughter behind his fan. They found the plant with no other troubles. Binghe was oddly silent on the trip home, while Shen Qingqiu gave Ning Yingying a pop quiz on interesting things you should and shouldn't blindly run at, and promised her a game of weiqi on the condition she get a sufficient score. Shen Qingqiu thought that was the end of the matter. He had no idea that it was the day the plot truly drove off the rails. It took him a few days to really notice, but Luo Binghe had been acting weird ever since they returned. He was constantly lost in thought. He stuttered in surprise whenever Shen Qingqiu called his name, tripped over doorways, and, as of recently, fell off his sword.
Binghe, that was dangerous. This is the first time, so I won't punish you, but don't let it happen again. You must focus when you're in the sky. Understand?
Shen Qingqiu said sternly, visibly calm despite his heart beating rabbit fast in his chest. If the way Binghe curled against it was any indication, maybe he could hear it. The fright was too much for this old man. His heart was going to give out one of these days. He hadn't been carefully watching because Binghe was more than old enough to fly steadily on a sword, and all of a sudden his little disciple was plummeting.
Sorry, Shizun. This disciple understands.
Luo Binghe mumbled, his face cherry red. It must be humiliating for him to be held like a child in Shen Qingqiu's arms, but how could he trust that he'd be safe to fly on his own again?
Binghe, you can't afford to be this clumsy. What will happen when you're on your own in the abyss? How will you survive?
It's good that you do.
Shen Qingqiu landed Xiuya just outside the bamboo forest, letting Luo Binghe down onto the ground. Maybe it was his imagination, but he couldn't help feeling that the child was resisting?
Ah, no, it definitely wasn't his imagination. Luo Binghe was still grabbing at his shoulders even though his feet were touching the ground.
Shen Qingqiu couldn't seem to pull away.
Binghe, they are on the ground now, so you can let go.
He noticed then that there was an imperceptible shake to his hands, and Luo Binghe's head remained just inches away from his shoulder, like he desperately wanted to bury his head in it and hide away. Shen Qingqiu sighed, pulling him in for a simple, small hug. The poor thing must have gotten a shock.
Binghe, this master knows something has been bothering you.
Luo Bingha's head shot up like a bolt of lightning, and Shen Qingqiu narrowly avoided being hit square in the chin. What an intense reaction!
You're at an age when you're dealing with a lot of new things about yourself,
Shen Qingqiu phrased delicately, because who knew whether Luo Bingha was stressing about his demonic cultivation or puberty? He really was at a special age.
And it's okay to feel nervous, but you need to work on clearing your head so it doesn't interfere with your studies or your safety. If you're struggling with any physical changes, you have permission to seek out your Mu Shi Shu for advice.
Shen Qingqiu awkwardly coughed into his palm. He never wanted to say that ever again. Cool. Okay. Great talk, Bingha.
No, there's something I...
Well, if that's all...
Wait, what if...
Luo Bingha exploded desperately, before quickly losing his confidence and starting to mumble the rest of the sentence.
What if there was someone very special to me, but I've been hiding something important from them? And I really want to tell them the truth, but I don't know how they'll react.
It took everything Shen Qingqiu had not to coo. So cute! The protagonist wanted to confess his love already? That might make everything that came after the Immortal Alliance conference much harder, but Shen Qingqiu supported him in his decision to make a move. Was it Ning Yingying? Surely it wasn't Liu Mingyan already. He hummed thoughtfully, taking out his fan and lazily waving it below his chin.
I see. So that's what's been bothering Bingha.
This disciple is greatly bothered. I don't know what I should do.
Luo Bingha very seriously confirmed, his dark eyes staring intensely at Shen Qingqiu. He must really care about his Shizun's approval. Shen Qingqiu was helpless to his gaze, softening.
Bingha should tell his special person, then. He must really want to, if it's been on his mind so frequently,
Shen Qingqiu teased, smiling.
What if they reject me?
Luo Bingha asked quietly, voice trembling.
Shizun, I'm scared that...
Nonsense. Who could reject Bingha?
Shen Qingqiu carelessly said, absentmindedly going to pat his head. This boy would grow into a man with 600 wives, after all. There really was no one who would reject him. Go confess, Bingha. This master believes in you. Shen Qingqiu stopped messing up his hair and moved to continue walking away as he believed the conversation was over, when his hand was grasped from behind. Both Luo Bingha's hands held tightly onto his one, as if desperate to stop him from leaving.
Bingha?
Shizun, this disciple is going to tell you the truth now!
Huh? Wrong person! You've got the wrong person! Shen Qingqiu turned around to face him, and Luo Bingha took a deep breath with his whole chest. There was a blazing determination in his eyes that was fitting of the protagonist.
I can't... Even though I'm really scared right now, I don't want to deceive you anymore. I never wanted to... Shizun, please don't reject me. You said demons could be good too. Please don't cast me away. I really don't know what I'll do.
Bingha stumbled his way through the confession, big gooey tears starting to pool in his eyes.
Shizun, I'm half demon.
Shen Qingqiu had no excuse for what he said, other than he had been surprised and he reacted poorly to things he didn't plan for.
That's nice,
he said.
he thought.
Of course Shen Qingqiu knew he was half-demon. It was PIDW's selling point and literally written on the cover. Everyone knew that. But Luo Binghe wasn't meant to tell him. He knew that Binghe trusted him, and of course he hadn't abused him like the original had, but wasn't this going too far? What happened to the intense confrontation scene where his demonic blood was forcibly awakened at the Immortal Alliance conference? What was Shen Qingqiu supposed to do about the endless abyss scene? Luo Binghe's round sticky tears doubled in size, and his grip on Shen Qingqiu's hand turned deadly. Never underestimate the strength of a teenage protagonist.
Ah, Binghe, that's too tight.
Shen Qingqiu winced, and Binghe immediately let go of his hand. Just as he thought he was free to panic in peace, Binghe threw himself at him, wrapping his arms around his back and sobbing into his chest.
Shizun doesn't hate me, even though I lied, even though I'm a demon like the ones that hurt Shizun.
Binghe blubbered, and Shen Qingqiu was still too busy processing the fact that this was happening to have a strategic response.
Of course I don't hate Binghe.
Binghe cried harder. And really, why was he crying? Shen Qingqiu should be the one crying. What have you done, Binghe? How was he going to excuse it when he eventually had to push Binghe off the edge? Like, I suddenly decided I hate demons today, sorry. Or should he say, Binghe's fresh homemade breakfast this morning was less than satisfactory, so I'm going to push you into hell now.
Of course Shizun already knew. Shizun accepted me. This disciple is sorry for lying. I'll never lie to Shizun ever again, I promise.
Binghe came to his own conclusions with a pink rush in his cheeks, his metaphorical tail wildly wagging.
I'll always trust Shizun from now on.
No, please don't. Oh god, was this worse than the original Good's betrayal? It was, wasn't it? How did Shen Qingqiu fuck this up so badly? He had one job! Try to make Luo Binghe less likely to chop off all his limbs in the future. System? You won't make me go through the Endless Abyss plotline now, right? Right? It wasn't my fault the protagonist decided to tell me out of nowhere.
Luo Binghe must go through the Endless Abyss plotline, or the host will lose 10,000 B points. Keep up the good work.
Die! Stupid system, that was unfair, really unfair. How do I file a complaint?
But if Shizun wants me to stop cultivating demonic energy, I will. Shizun can just say so, I'll stop.
Binghe nervously added, seeing Shen Qingqiu's expression sour minutely. He was still keyed up on the adrenaline, his eyes wide and vulnerable. Oh. He was trusting Shen Qingqiu with his life.
Warning! If the protagonist stops cultivating demonic energy, the story will be unable to progress, and the host will be returned to their original world. Warning! Warning!
There's no need for that, Binghe,
Shen Qingqiu quickly said. The system practically giving him a shovel in front of a tombstone with his name on it and telling him to dig. There was no way he could justify it now, or give him any reason at all. Not when he explicitly gave Binghe permission to continue.
You may do as you see fit. You have decided on this path, so it's important you don't neglect either side of your cultivation. Of course, I'm no use to Bingher's demonic cultivation. I will not be upset if Bingher has taken another master...
I didn't!
Bingher interrupted, and then immediately took a step back, frightened by his own rudeness. Shen Qingqiu was mildly surprised, too, but didn't let it show on his face. Bingher tentatively continued after a moment when he wasn't immediately scolded for it.
I didn't take another master! I only have one Shizun!
Ah? What happened to Meng Mo? Luo Bingher, you're joking, right?
You really didn't?
This disciple didn't.
Shen Qingqiu could cry. His disciple was so filial and loyal, and he was going to shove him off a cliff? He couldn't bear to look at Bingher's bright, sunny smile. He turned around, strolling back towards the bamboo house with purpose. Ah, what the fuck? What the hell? What was he going to do? Luo Bingher wasn't following. A cruel part of him thought that this could be his chance to change his mind. He could say he thought it was a funny joke and refused to let Luo Bingher correct him, or to say he hated demons and break his heart. As if he could. Shen Qingqiu exhaled tiredly in resignation.
Bingher isn't coming, he said over his shoulder.
It was too late to do anything about the revelation now. It wasn't like he could just pretend he hadn't heard it. And besides, Bingher couldn't follow him like a cute, sticky sheep forever. He wanted to take advantage of it for just a little longer. Luo Bingher was stunned for a moment, before ducking his head to the ground and obediently trotting up beside him like a small duckling. It was extremely endearing. He was so... The protagonist bared his soul, his deepest secret, in front of him, all because he trusted him more than anyone. How could Shen Qingqiu have the heart to send him away now? Who would be capable of such a thing?
Thank you, Shizun. Thank you. Thank you.
Bingher mumbled, sniffling. And had he always been that tall? How much taller would he grow in that place Shen Qingqiu couldn't reach? He watched him from behind his fan, his heart aching.
I'll grow strong so I can protect you. So Shizun won't have to get hurt because of me anymore. You won't regret being good to me, I promise. I'll grow up righteous and kind and I'll make Shizun proud.
That silly boy. He really had no idea. Bingher would be the one regretting that he ever places trust in him. Righteousness and kindness weren't options in the endless abyss.
Bingher is a child. He doesn't need to do anything to earn or deserve care. No matter what, this master won't regret it.
Shen Qingqiu said quietly, shutting his fan closed with a clap and patting him gently over the head with it. It wouldn't be long before he had to reach up to do that. He wished Bingher could stay small forever, his innocent disciple who was never betrayed, never forced to blacken in a horrible place.
You can grow however you wish. If you don't become strong, then this master will just protect you.
Ah, how low had he sunk?
Internet trolling was one thing, and now lying to children?
He stamped down the sticky, thick guilt in his chest.
Nope, not today. For the second time, he abruptly turned his back on Bingher and started to walk away, his ears burning.
Bingher trailed him immediately, never falling a step too far behind.
Shizun, right now I'm really happy,
Bingher confessed, and Shen Qingqiu didn't have to look to hear the smile in his voice.
It's not such a big deal. There's no need to dwell on it.
Shen Qingqiu responded half-heartedly, lamenting the fact that there was definitely no way Binghe was going to forget this. It was, indeed, a big deal. Nobody understood how big a deal it was as much as Shen Qingqiu did.
It's just that Shizun just doesn't realize how kind he is, his disciple said in a near grumbling tone.
Shen Qingqiu felt a little awkward because that was definitely an exaggeration.
I was so afraid that he would hate me. Anyone else in Shizun's place would have banished me at least.
Enough. Binghe shouldn't talk about himself like that.
Shen Qingqiu cut him off, frowning.
If Binghe was so certain of that, then he shouldn't have told me. What were you thinking? What if I had you punished and sent away?
Lord Binghe really couldn't be so quick to trust from now on. Not if he was going to survive.
Shizun isn't anyone else,
Binghe confidently proclaimed.
Back when we ran into that array, I realized that. If even this disciple recognized it, then Shizun definitely knew what it was. Shizun is smart. He must have known what happened, but he protected me anyway.
Shen Qingqiu steadfastly refused to look back, because any resolve he had would definitely snap in an instant. The protagonist's power was too scary. Binghe was following him so boldly, loudly saying such shameless things. It made Shen Qingqiu look like a maiden being chased by a suitor.
Binghe, walk beside me.
Luo Binghe was more than happy to oblige, stepping up beside him shoulder to shoulder. His Qingqing disciple's robes fluttered lightly in the wind, his eyes puffy and red, but still seeming to sparkle with joy. Ridiculous.
Fuck! It was going to destroy him. You shouldn't trust so easily, silly boy,
he advised, sliding open the door to the bamboo hut and pausing in the entryway, while Luo Binghe waited hesitantly a few steps below.
It'll break your heart one day.
My heart is Shizun's already!
Shen Qingqiu blinked, staring back at the child who declared such an embarrassing thing outside his doorstep. Did he have to teach him this too?
This master cares for Binghe too. But you shouldn't use such words in the future. It's inappropriate. That talk should be saved for lovers.
Luo Binghe, subtly deflated for some reason, trudging through the doorway.
This disciple will prepare tea,
Binghe told him, obedient as he was. Shen Qingqiu smiled tiredly.
Oh, what the fuck was he going to do? That would be lovely, Binghe.
Luo Binghe lingered in the hallway, stalling while he gathered up the nerve to continue.
Shizun, from now on I'll trust you. I'll do anything you ask, and I'll be good. So, please,
he murmured nervously, and even Shen Qingqiu could hear the unspoken, don't leave me.
This disciple is content. As long as he can serve Shizun, I won't ask for anything more.
A horrible light switch flipped on in Shen Qingqiu. His throat suddenly felt painfully dry, glancing over at the hallway as his disciple sheepishly smiled and insecurely reached out for affection and reassurance. He looked so bright and vulnerable and trusting and hesitating, like he would jump off a cliff at Shen Qingqiu's command. Was that possible?
Luo Binghe must complete the Endless Abyss plotline. There are no prerequisites on how this must occur. The system hopes this answer helped.
It may have helped if you told him earlier, asshole!
Binghe, wait,
he called out, seeing the boy turn to leave to make the tea.
If, in the future, I ever ask something of you that scares you, and I can't tell you why, will you trust me?
Luo Binghe looked briefly surprised at the question, but nodded immediately without reluctance. Shen Qingqiu's hand fisted quietly in his own robes.
I'll trust Shi Zun no matter what.
What if you'll have to suffer? Would you still do it?
Yes.
Shen Qingqiu sighed, and he finally looked away. He knelt at the low table, staring distantly at the wooden patterns. Whether Binghe would even remember this, he didn't know, but it was all he could do about the mess they had made of the plot, about the fate neither of them had a choice in.
Thank you,
he said. And I'm sorry, he thought. The end.